I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Africa will deploy 25,000 troops to counter looting and riots that engulfed the country this week. Over 70 have died during the riots, which began after the imprisonment of a former South African president on corruption charges. Stuart Gordon, Human Resources Director at Transworld Radio Africa.
We have some 200 shopping centers that have been vandalized and even burnt to the ground. We have some towns, for example, Howick, where it's become a ghost town. The total town is destroyed and burnt to the ground.
With so many shopping centers damaged, many South Africans can't get food. Gordon says looters have even damaged gas and oxygen supplies to the hospitals. Please pray for the safety of South Africans and ask God to bring calm to the country. Gordon says one TWR branch operates near a looting hotspot, but so far has avoided any damage. And in April, protests erupted across Pakistan as the government banned a far-right Islamic group known as TLP. People took to the streets to protest the arrest of the TLP leader. Followers blocked roads and took several police officers hostage in Lahore, Pakistan's second largest city. The TLP believes all who speak against Islam should be silenced. Nehemiah of FMI.
So there are only two motives of these organizations: to kick out Christians from their jobs or country, or push them or force them to embrace Islam.
Despite being banned by the government, the TLP has captured public opinion in Pakistan. It's become a highly successful political party. Pakistani Christians fear they could be accused of blasphemy at any moment. So please ask God to protect them and pray the Holy Spirit would challenge and remove the violent and fearful spirit from Pakistani society. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.